When I was asked to give a witness talk about stewardship, my first thought was one of panic. No, not me. I don't have my act together. But God reminded me that exactly because I don't have my act together, I should be giving this talk. I think stewardship only makes sense when I know I need God. Growing up, I enjoyed going to church, and I liked being involved. Then in seventh grade, before my confirmation, and again in high school, I went on two retreats. It was through these experiences that I learned I could have a real friendship with the person Jesus and began reading the Gospels. I encountered God as one who wanted me to have fun, to enjoy life, to smile and laugh and sing and be silly, a God with whom I could be in a real relationship, and I wanted that. This continued through my college years when I grew spiritually with so many people from other faiths as well, and loving this real, this personal God. Out of college, I came to Florida alone, and it was tough. Going to Mass alone was really hard. Then I found out about a retreat called Choice for Single Adults in our diocese. Although for some it was very spiritual, for me it wasn't as much, but it gave me a great place to belong, where I could enjoy fellowship and church and life. And it was presenting Choice Weekends where Rick and I met and then were married. A few years later, we had our son, Eric, and then our daughter, April. About 8 months after our daughter, April, was born, we realized she wasn't developing as would be expected. And then, just before her third birthday, we were told that she would never be able to drive a car and would not be able to go to college. I remember sobbing in the arms of my husband with that devastating news. For in that moment, I grieved losing my perfect child, one who could be anything she wanted to be and do anything she chose to do. I learned that our family would not be typical, learning about doctors and therapists that I never even knew existed. But I was determined to raise April to be as independent as possible. And so my involvement was with activities that our kids were in, scouts, school, soccer, faith formation, and VBS. And I followed our kids up through the years, helping in those areas. And they were ministries, but I can't say I was called to those ministries. In fact, I didn't even know that God called people to ministries, let alone that he might call me. When Eric was in second grade, he was preparing for his first reconciliation. I had not been to reconciliation, to confession, for years. And I knew I couldn't tell my son that he had to go to confession if I wasn't. And so, as uncomfortable as it was, I started going at least during Lent and again in Advent. One day, the day of our penance service during Advent, I was struggling knowing what I was going to bring up in confession. And so I asked God, and I heard clearly, not audibly, but a sense, that I was to forgive someone who had really hurt our family 2 years prior. I said back to God, "But she hasn't asked for my forgiveness," to which I heard, "I want you to forgive her anyway." So that evening, I went to the Sacrament of Reconciliation. I was given my penance to pray for wisdom and understanding, and I left, glad it was over, and went home. That night, after my family had gone to bed, I prayed for wisdom and understanding, and I began to sob from all the hurt and pain from those 2 years. The next day, I continued to pray for wisdom and understanding and cried off and on all day. Then the third day I got up and I didn't hurt anymore. I even said aloud, did I forgive her? And then my heart began to be filled with joy. I mean spilling over. I was kind of this bubbling idiot of joy, filled with the presence of the Holy Spirit, and my whole world changed. It became alive. Everything came alive. The words at Mass, scriptures, homilies, all had such meaning and touched my heart. All I wanted to do was to love more, to love God more, to love others more. And I knew I had been given two gifts, a gift of love and a gift of forgiveness, for which I was very grateful. So much was happening in my spiritual life that I didn't fully understand. But with guidance from a good spiritual person, I was encouraged to begin spending time in prayer, to simply find that space, which for me was in front of the Blessed Sacrament in the Reservation Chapel, and in sitting there to ask God to let me know how much he loved me. I did that every day, and soon I was spending 1 hour each day in the Reservation Chapel. I remember the first time I went, I brought an entire bag filled with spiritual reading and reflections because I had no idea how I could spend 1 hour in silence. But in time, not only did God give me the gift to be able to make the time, but the grace to relish prayer of quiet, time to breathe, to sense or feel his movement in my life, and to respond to that movement. The gifts of love and forgiveness which I had previously received were tested one very early morning when we received a phone call from the police to meet them where our son had been a victim in an altercation. The whole way there, I was praying for our son, but I was also asking forgiveness for those who had hurt him. When we arrived, we found that he had been beaten and robbed by a young couple. It was a horrific thing that happened, and my heart ached for my son and for the trauma he went through. But my heart was not angry or revengeful. In fact, my prayer was that God would heal my son physically as well as emotionally and spiritually so that he would be able to forgive and would not hold on to anger, resentment, or revenge. Later, during my prayer time, God gave me an image. The image had these big arms gently around all these people. And within this group were people who had hurt others, murderers, those who didn't conform, who were on the fringe of society, and the two people who had beat up and robbed my son. And yet I knew it was a place of love. I could actually feel the tremendous love. God loved every person he had his arms around, and I knew I was to love them as well. I believe that living a life of stewardship means that I have to spend time in silence with God to let him tell me how much he loves me, and then to open my heart to how he calls me to respond. In this time of prayer, God showed me that all are created in the image and likeness of God, that everyone and everything is sacred, holy. All is loved by God, and I am called to love all that God loves. In her fourth grade year, I made the decision to homeschool our daughter April. I also decided we would go to daily Mass, and that is where I was given the grace to truly delight in her. And in time, I came to realize that she was exactly who God created her to be and was gifted with her divine vocation. I call it being a butterfly, going from flower to flower, pollinating each one with joy and love and beauty. She has shown me what it means to live a life of stewardship, to know she is a beloved child of our good Father. To live a life filled with love, love for God and love for neighbor, without distinction, discrimination, or labeling. And to live fully in the gifts God has given her and the vocation to which he has called her. As for me, I have felt God's call to primarily serve him as spiritual director, helping others listen and recognize God's movement in their heart and to respond to that, as well as to serve in healing ministry. I feel blessed and am so grateful for the amazing experiences God has given me, and I may be even more grateful for those that have come with deep pain, sorrow, heartache, and many tears. Because through those, I have experienced God's powerful healing and transforming grace in my life, and have been given the gift to fall in love with my God. It's my story, but as I prayed about it, I believe it's your story too. We are so interconnected as the body of Christ. In a few moments, when our celebrant prays, "Lift up your hearts," it's my desire that each of us has the freedom to lift up those special moments in our lives, as well as the pain, the hurts, the tears, so that as the bread and wine are transformed through the Holy Spirit into the body and blood of Jesus, that the same will be done in me and in you and in our families, our parish, and in our world. I pray for us to know that all belongs to God, and he will use everything for good, for love. And I pray we may be aware of how we might support and encourage each other so that we may generously use the gifts we have been given to be instruments, good stewards in self-giving love and self-emptying acceptance and service, knowing that everyone and everything is sacred, holy, and has divine purpose.